Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
You're allowed to respond.
你们可以回应我。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Oh, wonderful. At least I know you are listening to me. All right.
有回应，真好。
I'm very happy to be here. It's a real joy of my heart to see what the Lord has done for you.
我今天能够在这里非常的高兴，看到主为你们所成就的一切。
So, and we thank you. We have the boys here and the girls here. That's very good.
感谢主，也让我们年轻的小弟兄、小姐妹能够在这里。
Trust that the Lord will give all of us a portion.
我们相信主会给我们每个人都有所得着。
I want you to turn in our Bibles to the book of Daniel and chapter 2.
让我们打开圣经到但以理书第二章。
Maybe we can read, I'm just going to read from verse 31 to verse 35.
我要从31节读到35节。
Maybe we can read responsively. I will read verse 31, and then you can read verse 32, and we'll read like that.
我可以，我读一节，你读一节。我读31节，你读32节。
I'll begin now at Daniel and chapter 2 and verse 31.
我现在开始读但以理书第二章31节。
And thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible.
这像的头是金星的，胸膛和半臂是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的。
His legs of iron, his feet part iron and part of clay.
你观看，见有一块非人手凿出的石头，打在制像半铁半泥的角上，把角砸碎。
Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away.That no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Right? Thank you very much. We just ask the Lord's blessing. Shall we pray? Our loving Lord Jesus, we come to you.
我们来到你的面前。
We lack wisdom.
主啊，我们缺少智慧。
But we're going to ask of God.
但是我们向神求。
Give us wisdom.
给我们智慧。
We need understanding in these last days.
在这末世的时候，我们需要悟性。
And speak to our hearts.
求你对我们的心说话。
Get in your holy name.
奉你圣洁的名求。
Amen. We find.That Satan raises up all the glory of this world to magnify himself.
我们发现撒旦在这个世界里面兴起一切这个属世的荣耀，要来抬高他自己。
But God wants to show us how transitory this world is.
但是神要让我们显明这个世界是何等的短暂。
All the glory of this world.
所以这世界上一切的荣耀
The wealth of this world
这世界上的财富
The wisdom of this world
这世界上的智慧
The strength of this world
这个世界上的权力
It's all going to pass away
有一天都要过去
There's going to be nothing left
没有任何能存留下来
Except that which is eternal
除了永恒的事情以外
So that's what we want to set our hearts upon this morning
所以今天早上我们就要来思想
The eternal riches of our Lord Jesus.
就是来思想我们主耶稣基督永恒的丰富。
So what we are reading here is Daniel's declaring of a forgotten dream.
在这里我们看到了但以理在这里解释一个被遗忘的梦。
Daniel was in Babylon.
我们知道但以理当时活在巴比伦。
It was a kingdom raised up of God to chasten his own people.
巴比伦国是神兴起来来管教他的子民的。
Actually, in the scripture, God says Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was my servant.
所以在圣经里面，神称尼布甲尼撒王做他的仆人。
And God called the kingdom of Babylon my battle axe.
所以而且神称这个巴比伦国作为是他的巴勒。
And God gifted this man Nebuchadnezzar with great abilities.
而且神也赐给尼布甲尼撒王有极大的能力。
He was a great master architect.
他甚至是一个很伟大的建筑家。
He built the city of Babylon with all the magnificence of its gardens.
他的巴比伦的王国是建了各种各样空中的花园，这有非常伟大的建筑物。
Even today, people marvel at the structure that stood in those days.
甚至今天的人也非常惊讶，说当时这些宏伟的建筑物是怎么样造出来的呢？
He was a marvelous engineer.
而且他也是一个很奇妙、很伟大的工程师。
He built dams.
他甚至建造水坝。
And he changed the course of the Euphrates River.
他甚至帮幼发拉底河改道。
So it would run through the middle of his city, Babylon.
所以这个幼发拉底河的水能够流过他的城市巴比伦市的中间。
Also, Nebuchadnezzar was like a vice chancellor.
而且他也像一个副总统一样。
You know what a vice chancellor is? He's the head of the university.
哦，他好像自己好像是宇宙的王一样。
And Nebuchadnezzar had a great zeal and zest for knowledge.
而且他很有自信，又追求各种各样的知识。
And he built a very, very great big university.
所以他也建了一个很大的大学。
And he had all the faculties of science, astrology, and all the mathematics and wisdom of the ancient Babylon.
所以这个大学里面有巴比伦里面各种各样的系，就是有数学的，有科学的，也有研究天文学的，什么都有。
Now something happened to this man.
但是呢，有一件事情发生在这个人身
上。We see in chapter 1 and verse 2,
在第一章第二节那里说
that he had dreams.
他说他做了个梦。
Not just one dream.
不只是一个梦。
He had many dreams.
他做了很多梦。
And his mind was running so fast, he was dreaming about many things.
因为他的脑子里面是飞快的在旋转。然后他做了很多很多的梦。
Actually, the book of Ecclesiastes says this: a dream comes through a multitude of business.
在传道书里面说，人如果日间的事务繁忙呢，晚上就会做梦。
So if you're working on a big project or something, inevitably you probably dream about it that night.
好像你如果是在经营一个很大的项目，你可能晚上睡觉的时候都梦见。
That's Ecclesiastes 5:3. That is yes.
那是传道书五
章二节。So what happened was, but this man had many dreams.
但是这个人他做了很多的梦。
And he woke up and he could not sleep again.
然后他醒过来了，不能再睡了。
And he was very agitated.
而且他就为这个非常的烦躁。
Because he forgot the dream.
因为他忘记了那个梦是什么。
You know, sometimes we get so involved and we get so many things in our mind, we forget what we were even thinking about.
很多时候因为我们太投入一些的事情，所以我们的脑过度的紧张以后，我们甚至忘记了我们刚才在想什么。
But God used this even to speak to you and me.
但是神能够借着这个也向你我来说话。
So this man was also a very bad-tempered man.
而且这个尼布甲尼撒王，他的脾气是非常暴躁的。
And he was also a very proud man.
他而且是一个很骄傲的人。
And he was a complete ruler. We call it a despotic, meaning he was dictator. He just whatever he said, it was done.
所以我们可以说他好像是一个暴君一样的，就是他说什么就要做什么。
And he then ordered all his university professors and the whole academic faculties to come to his palace.
所以他可以说把他大学里面的所有那些教授那些最学问最高的人全部都招到他的王宫里面来。
And then he demanded of them to tell him the dream.
然后他就吩咐他们又解释他的梦。
And they were very happy to tell him.
而且他们也很高兴来
问他。What the dream would mean.
他们很高兴为他解梦啊。
But then he said, I don't know it.
但难题是说他我不知道我梦见什么。
That's your job to tell me what my dream was.
然后他说是你们的责任要告诉我我做了什么梦。
And then of course it sounds unreasonable, doesn't it?
所以你觉得很不可理喻，是不是
？Well, he was an unreasonable man.
因为他就是一个不可理喻。
Also, I believe he was very agitated.
我相信他当时也非常的烦躁。
Because it seemed the impression he had, he wanted desperately to find out.What this secret was.
因为好像那个梦带给他的那个印象使他非常就是非常想要知道到底这个梦是什么意思。
So what he did, he ordered that there was two alternatives.
所以当时他就下了两个命令。
Either you tell me the dream and I will make you very rich.
他就说你们只有两个选择。你或者告诉我梦见什么，然后我会让你成为最富有的人。
And if you can't tell me, I'll kill you.
如果你不能告诉我我做了什么梦呢，
就把
你杀了。
Every one of them will be executed.
他每一个人都要被杀。
So that was the choice.
所以现在他们就只有这两个选择。
But what happened? It's a little unfortunate because Daniel plus his three friends had been promoted to the academic staff in the university.
所以我相信当时呢，但以理和他的三个朋友呢，可能在大学里面也是有一定的那个，也是属于学术很高的人。
And now they also were going to be executed.
所以我相信他们也是在这些人的当中，所以他们也有被杀头的那个。
And then, but Daniel knew the executioner.
但是但以理正是这位要执行的人。
And he said, just wait a minute. It seems unreasonable, but give me a little time.
然后他就说这个听起来很不可理喻，但是请你给我一点的时间。
So, but now Daniel is faced with a crisis.
所以我们可以说但以理面对着一个危机。
Have we ever been faced with a crisis in our life?
在我们的人生里面，我们是不是有时候会碰见一个危机呢？
A crisis is when we're at a point of either danger. Yeah.
所以危机的意思就是说，我们来到一个点，就是叫我们可能遇见前面会面临很危险的事情。
And so, now, what was Daniel to do?
但是但以理又怎么做呢？
What would you do if you were faced with a life and death matter?
你会怎么做当你面临生命的这个危险的时候？
Well, in the 17th verse, it gives us the answer.
在十七节给我们一个答案。
Daniel gathered his three friends together.
在二章十七节，我们读到说，但以理把他的三个朋友叫来。
Those four men went to prayer.
而且这四个人就去同心祷告。
What a wonderful thing!
这是多么美好的事情。
In the midst of all this turmoil, yet Daniel knew where to go.
所以好像在这个大风浪里面，但以理知道又去哪里求助。
He found three men who had like mind and heart and went to prayer with them.
而且他找到三个朋友，三个人是与他同心的，可以一起去祷告。
He wanted to know God's mind.
他想知道神的意念是什么。
You know, in our life, we are faced with many crises.
因为在我们的人生里面，我们也面对很多的危机。
By nature, we don't like it.
按照我们天然的性情来讲
，Because
我们不喜欢这些。
Because a crisis takes us out of our comfort zone.
因为当我们碰见危机的时候，它就使我们离开我们那个安全和舒服的地带。
And puts us in a position where we are helpless.
把我们放在一个非常无助的情况底下。
And yet, often that's God's way of increasing us.
但是 这通常是神来增长我们的方法。
We are faced with an impossibility.
好像我们面对一个不可能的挑战。
But remember, the Lord's purpose is that we'll be overcomers.
因为神的目的是要让我们成为得胜者。
So this is how to overcome.
所以现在我们就来看，这是怎么样才可以得胜。
Don't just go around talking to everybody about your troubles.
如果那些人到处去跟人家讲你的麻烦的。
Don't sit in the corner and just cry and cry.
或者是坐在一个角落里面哭啊哭啊。
But go to prayer.
这些都是没有用的，而要去祷告。
We can don't need to find many people.
你甚至不需要找到很多人。
You can just find a few.
你只需要找几个人。
But go to your Lord in prayer.
但是去到你的主的面前去祷告。
So this is a great secret.
这是一个极大的秘诀。
It may be very what we might call simple or elementary.
我们或者说这个是非常基本的、非常简单的方法。
Yet it's often the last thing we do.
但是我们可以说，我们经常是我们最后做的一件事情。
You know, I hear a lot of people who claim to be Christians.
我听到很多自称为基督徒的人。
And they said, "Oh, I'm really in trouble now."
他们说：“哎呀，我现在遇到很大的麻烦了。
”I'm really going to have to pray hard.
他说：“哦，我要努力的祷告。
”Well, I thought you didn't have to wait to trouble to pray.
我就在想，你不需要等到有麻烦的时候才来祷告啊。
It should be a life.
这祷告应该是你每天的生命嘛。
So, with Daniel, it was a life.
因为对但以理来说，祷告就是他每天的生命。
Now, what happened? God gave him the answer.
这里我们看到。神把答案给但以理。
And when he got the answer, you know what he did?
当但以理得到这个答案以后，他怎么做呢？
When you get an answer from God for your troubles, you know what Daniel did?
当你从神那里得到一个答案的时候，你会怎么做呢？
He began to worship and thank his Lord.
但以理就开始敬拜和感谢他的神。
Is that what you do?
这是你做的吗？
Do you worship him and thank him?
你有没有敬拜他？有没有感谢他？
How many things the Lord has done for you this week?
你试着回想一下，这一周神为你做了多少的事情？
And how many times have you worshipped and thanked him?
你多少次敬拜他？多少次感谢他？
You know, the Lord gives us everything.
你知道神把什么都全都赐给我们。
He requires nothing of us in return.
他甚至没有要求我们用什么来报答他。
Except gratitude.
他就是说我们要有感谢的心。
Because the gratitude is the response of love.
因为感谢的心是对爱的一个回应。
So where is our love for our Lord?
我们对我们主的爱在哪里呢？
That's why the Lord brings us into crisis.
这就是为什么神让我们经历危机。
But now what happened is,Then Daniel was brought before this big king Nebuchadnezzar.
然后我们就看到但以理被带到这个大君王尼布甲尼撒王面前。
What happened? He said in verse 28.
在二十八节他说。
You read it to us, sister. 28, yes.
就是在第二章二十八节，只有一位在天上的神能显明奥秘的事。他已将日后必有的事指示尼布甲尼撒王，你的梦和你在船上脑中的意象是这样的。
So he was able to turn the eyes of King Nebuchadnezzar to God.
他甚至能够使尼布甲尼撒王的眼睛转向天上的这位神。
You see why God reveals things to you?
所以你看到为什么神向你启示他的事情呢？
So you can turn the eyes of men and women to God.
就是叫你能够也让别人的眼睛能转向这位神。
And it's a wonderful thing because Daniel even showed King Nebuchadnezzar who was in his bedroom.
而且还有一件奇妙的事情呢，就是但以理还告诉尼布甲尼撒王谁在他的那个卧房里面。
Because he says in verse 28, he was on his bed.
这里说他在船上。
Yes. And then in verse 29, he says, "The thoughts that come into your mind, I know them."
他说你在船上想到那个后来的事，他说我知道。
You know what Nebuchadnezzar was doing on his bed that night he had the dream?
你知 你知不知道尼布甲尼撒王那天晚上做这个梦的时候，他在床上干什么事情呢？
He was thinking, yeah, look at this great kingdom that I have.
他可能是在想，他说，看看，你看我这么伟大的国。
I wonder what will happen to it.
他就在想，这个日后我这个巴比伦国会怎么样呢？
I wonder what it will be like, in say 50 years.
他可能在想说，50年以后我这个国会怎么样呢？
Because it says there in 29, that God, he was thinking in his bedroom, and then he went to sleep and had his dreams.
因为29节说，王啊，你在床上想到后来的事。
So remember that, don't you?
然后他就做梦了。Whatever, 请你记得这个。
Whatever you were thinking about last night, God knows.
你昨天晚上在床上想什么事情呢？神知道。
And that's why it's always good, before you sleep, to read the Word of God.
所以能够在你睡觉之前先读神的话语是很好的。
Because that will put eternal thoughts into your mind.
那这样子你的思想呢就会在想永恒的事情。
Now, what happened was, we have this dream.
然后呢我们就看到这个梦了。
Many people may have heard about this dream.
可能你们很多人都有听过这个梦。
Do you girls, have you ever heard about the dream? This one in Daniel?
有没有听过但以理书里面的这个
梦啊？ Yeah, some have. So even children know.
Yeah, 你看甚至小孩子也听过这个梦。
So it's not very complicated.
所以不是很复杂的。
It had, first of all, he tells us that in that verse that we read at verse 31, that this image had a great aura of brightness.
首先他说你梦见了一个大象，这个象呢极其光辉。
It was so glittering and so glorious in its sight.
就是极其光耀，闪闪发光的，看起来非常的荣耀。
And even says it was excellent.
他是而且是说非常的高大。
But then what happened? It had a head of gold.
然后呢他说这个象的头是金金的。
It had the shoulders and the arms.Made of silver,
然后胸膛和膀臂是银的。
And then it had this part, the belly, and the thigh. The thigh is usually the leg between the knee and the hip. So this one from about here down to the thigh was brass.
而且肚腹和腰到下面这个地方呢是铜的。
And then the rest of the legs was iron.
剩下来从膝盖以下那个腿是铁的。
And then down the bottom of the feet, and it had 10 toes, it was made of clay, and also made of iron mixed together.
然后这个脚掌是，就是有十个指头的脚掌，脚掌是半铁半泥的。
So God is wanting to show this king what's going to happen hereafter.
所以神其实就是显明给这个王看说以后又发生什么事情。
And there was one more thing.
然后还有一件事情。
There was a little stone.
然后这里说到有一个小石头。
And that stone was very unique or different. It was cut out without hands.
而这个石头呢是独一无二的，因为是非人手凿出来的。
So, and what happened, this little stone came,And the image was so great and glorious, but it just hit it on the toe. Oh, it hit his toe, but the whole thing collapsed.
所以发生什么事呢？这个像你可以想象，这个像非常高大，又是非常的金光闪闪。
And then,
但是这个石头呢，是打在他的那个脚趾上，然后整个像就倒了。
Came like the chaff, the dry grass.
然后呢，变成着的粉碎。
And then.It's gone.
然后被吹散了。
And there wasn't even ash or grass. There was nothing left.
甚至没有尘埃，任何东西可无处可寻。
So now Daniel is going to give the interpretation.
然后呢，但以理就来解释这个梦。
And so here it is.
然后他就这样解释。
God had to speak. First of all, the gold.Represented the kingdom of Babylon.
所以但以理就解释说， 这个金头呢是代表巴比伦国。
It represented the all the glory and greatness of Babylon.
这是代表巴比伦国一切的荣耀和伟大。
And the Babylonian kingdom lasted about 70 plus years.
所以巴比伦国大概存留了七十多年。
And then in verse 39, he told Nebuchadnezzar,After you, there will be another kingdom.
然后三十九节，他告诉尼布甲尼撒王说，在你以后必另兴一国。
But this one will be a little lower in value than yours.
他说这个不及于你。
That's why it was silver.
所以就是银的。
Now, just so we can quickly grasp it.As we read the book of Daniel in chapter 7, chapter 8, we can understand what these kingdoms are.
现在我们只是很快的来看一下，但是当我们以后读但以理第七章、第八章的时候，我们会更明白这些国讲到的是谁。
It's an interesting fact that the dream Nebuchadnezzar saw was glory of all the beautiful metals.
但的 另外一件奇妙的事情就是尼布甲王看到的这个像呢全部都是金属做的。
But when Daniel
做的
had a vision of the kingdoms, he saw them as beasts.
但是呢当但以理后来他再看到这些国的时候但以理看到的是些兽。
You see, the Bible says to us that man in honor who doesn't understand is like the beast that perishes.
所以圣经里面说在尊贵里面的人如果没有悟性呢他就像那些将要灭亡的兽一样。
It depends on whose eyes see.
所以就是看是谁的眼睛在看。
People see this world as a great, glorious, and wealthy thing to obtain.
所以这世界上的人看见这个世界这世界上的国他们觉得是非常荣耀的非常有权力的是他们要去得到的。
But when God sees it, they're like beasts that are only going to be here so short and then gone.
但是在神的眼中，这世上的国就像野兽一样，有一天都要毁灭的。
How do you see the kingdoms of this world?
现在我又问你说，你的眼睛是怎么样看待这个世界上的国呢？
God wants to show you the vanity that there is.
神要向你显明这世界上的国是何等的虚空。
If we only live for this life, this world,We will be deceived.
如果你只为今生跟这个世界而活的话，你会被欺骗。
You see, Daniel had the vision of what would come.
所以你看到但以理，他看到这个意象，将来要发生的事情。
But that governed his present life on this earth.
说他所看到的这个意象呢，就管理他今天在地上的生活。
Where whatever our aims or goals or ambitions are fixed.That's what we'll pursue.
因为通常就是我们所设定的目标，那就是将会影响我们今天所有的选择和我们的生活。
That's why we see it's good for us to consider what will be the end.
所以让我们来思想一下世界的末了是怎么样是好的。
That we might adjust our lives to invest in eternal things.
这样我们也可以调整我们今天的生活，就我们投资在永恒的事情上。
So what happened? The second kingdom, which was the silver breath and the two arms.
所以那个第二个的国就是胸膛和膀臂是银的。
It speaks of the Medes and Persians.
那里讲到波斯国和米。
Remember Media and Persia. Persia is what we call today.Iran.
就是波斯就是我们今天所讲的伊朗。
Right. What happened? Because there were two arms. So that's why God is showing it was a kingdom that was united. Medes were a certain people and the Persians. And they joined together to unite their kingdom.
所以因为是有两个棒臂所以其实是两个国联合在一起。
And anyway, as you read your books of... Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, you find during that era was the Medes and Persian, Darius and Artaxerxes, those kings.
你如果去读以斯拉记 那几卷书的话，你就知道这两个国是怎么样联合在一起的。
And that kingdom lasted about 200 years.
而且那个国呢，就存留了大概两百年。
And then after that, there was a third kingdom.
在这之后呢，有第三个国。
And that was represented by brass.
那是用铜来代表的。
And that was the Grecian kingdom.
这个是希腊国王国。
Have you ever heard of Alexander the Great?
有没有听过亚历山大？
Well, he became the king of, well, he was a Macedonian, became the king of Greece.
他成为这个希腊的王。
At the age of 21,
在他21岁的时候。
And he, with his little army of, say, 35,000 men,
当时他说他的军队只有三万五千男人。
He defeated the Darius, whose army had 500,000 men in it.
他甚至打败了另外一个军队，是有
50,000
的人。
Alexander was conquered the world by the age of about 30.
所以我们历史上说，这个亚历山大王在他三十岁的时候，好像就征服了世界。
The history tells us that he sat down and he wept.
这个历史上告诉我们说，好像到他征服了全世界以后，他就坐在那边哭。
Because there was no more to conquer.
因为他说再没有什么东西可以让他去征服了。
But what happened to him? He returned back from India. He couldn't go any further. He turned back to Babylon.
就是。在他身上发生什么事情呢？当他去到印度那里的时候，他不能再往前，他就回到巴比伦。
He was a very great king.
虽然他是一个很伟大的君王。
One of the smallest insects bit him.
但是有一个小昆虫把他咬了他。
A mosquito.
其实就是一个蚊子。
He got malaria.
他就有那个叮。丁节日吗？
It's a fever. You get high and low, you know. Malaria.
就是被蚊子咬到的那个。
And what happened? He was also very fond of parties and drinking and eating.
我们知道他也很喜欢开宴会，很喜欢喝。
By 33, he was dead.
但是三十三岁他就死了。
And then his kingdom was divided up into four.
然后他的国就被分裂成四个。
That's why the dream represented the division going down the legs.
所以这里这个梦就看到这是往下面去的时候就是有分裂。
Then after that arose another kingdom.
那在希腊国以后呢，又兴起另外一个国。
And that's the kingdom of Rome.
那就是我们知道的罗马帝国。
It was represented by iron.
它是用铁来代表的。
It was a very strong kingdom.
是一个非常
强
壮的国。
That kingdom lasted about 500 to 600 years.
所以我讲那个罗马帝国好像存留了500到600年。
But look at this. Daniel was given this understanding of what would happen after.
所以我们看到神把这个以后又发生的事情解释给但以理听。
And He told about these four kingdoms.
所以他就讲起这四个的王国。
And there's one remarkable thing.
然后有一件很奇妙的事情。
Everything that Daniel said actually happened.
但以理所说的每一件事情都发生了。
So do you believe the Bible?
所以你相信圣经吗？
That everything God has said in this book will happen.
神在圣经里面所说的话，有一天都要实现。
We can pick up a history book and find that these things, these four kingdoms, actually rose, reigned, and now have all gone.
你甚至可以随便拿起一本历史书，你就会看见这四个帝国都曾经被兴起，现在呢都没有踪影了。
Therefore, the Bible is right.
所以圣经是唯一正确的。
But what happened with this dream?
但是这个梦最后怎么样呢？
Daniel spoke of one more thing.
但以理又说了多了一件事情。
And he showed right at the bottom of this great image was iron and clay.
他说来到这个大象最下面那个角是棒铁棒泥的。
In the second chapter, in verse 44,
所以在第二章四十四节那
里, just so we can quickly move,
所以让我们可以很快地往前去。
Those 10 toes represented 10 kings.
他说这十个脚趾头呢是代表十个王。
And it says, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom.
他说当那列王在位的时候天上的神必另一国。
So, did you see that?
你看到了吗?
That hasn't happened yet.
这个还没有发生。
But tell me, do you believe it will happen?
但是请你告诉我你相信它会发生吗?
The other 4 things happened.
你知道前面的4件事情已经发生了。
In other words, before our Lord Jesus comes, there's going to be another great world kingdom.
换一句话说，在我们的主耶稣回来之前呢，还有一个极大的国要兴起来。
And that's why it's represented at the bottom, because this will be the last kingdom.
为什么是在最末了，在角那里呢？因为将是世界上最后的一个国。
And then God will set up His kingdom with His king.
然后神又在必另立一国，永不败坏。
That's why.What happens is a little stone cut out without hands.
所以发生了什么事情呢？就是有一块非人手凿出来的石头。
The Lord Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
我们的主耶稣基督是受圣灵感孕。
He was not the product of man.
他不是从人生的。
That's why when he was born, though so tiny,
所以他出生的时候，他是一个小婴孩。
Yet,He is God's king.
但他是神的王。
Remember the wise men came and worshipped him.
记得呢，甚至东方的博士也来敬拜他。
And that was a great question. Where is he that is born king?
那些东方的博士就是说，那个生来又做王的在哪里呢？
In human history, kings are not born.
你知道吗？在人的历史上，王不是生的。你不是一生就做完的，你就要先做王子。
They will grow up to be kings.
所以你生下来是做王子，
But our
然后长大了才做王。
Lord was born to be king.
但是我们的主耶稣呢，他是一生下来就是王。
Though he's so small,
虽然他是那么的小，
and yet what he accomplished was the greatest work on this earth.
但是说他成就的这世界上最伟大的事情。
Because the Lord Jesus bore sin in his own body.
因为我们的主耶稣基督替我们承担了一切的罪。
He took that eternal punishment of God for our sins.
他甚至替我们承担了神对罪那永远的审判。
And in that he destroyed both the penalty of sin and the power of sin.
所以借着他的死，他的毁灭了罪的刑罚，而且罪的权势。
It speaks of it in 2 Timothy that he abolished death and brought in life and immortality.
所以在提摩太后书那里讲到，他除去了死亡，而且为我们带来了不朽坏的生命。
He delivered us from the power of death.
他也拯救我们脱离了死亡的权势。
He delivered us from the fear of death.
他也拯救我们脱离怕死的这个权势。
Yeah, so.He began so small.
所以你看，他开始的时候是那么小。
And yet he accomplished the greatest work for mankind.
他就是为全人类成就了最伟大的事情。
That's why the image was represented as a small stone.
所以为什么这里是用一个非人手所凿的小石头来代表呢？
What is small in the eyes of man and insignificant was the greatest in God's sight.
在人的眼中是最微不足道而且不重要的呢，在神的面前却是最重要最伟大的。
So the Lord Jesus will come and all those kingdoms will never be known or seen again.
所以我们看到有一天主耶稣基督要回来，而且然后这些国就不再有了。
It tells us that when the Lord comes there'll be a man of sin ruling this earth.
这也告诉我们，在主耶稣回来的时候，这地上有一个大罪人在掌管。
But the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth.
但是主要借着他口里所出来的气要毁灭他。
So when we think of it now, what a dream!
所以当我们思想这个梦的时候
given to a heathen king，
是这个梦是赐给一个外邦人的国王。
And you know, of all the kings, I think Nebuchadnezzar is the most mentioned king, probably beside King David, but the most mentioned heathen king in the whole of our Old Testament.
所以甚至我们看到除了大卫王以外，尼布甲尼撒王好像在整个旧约里面是被提到最多的一个外邦人的
王。 Isn't it wonderful how God began to break into that wicked heart of that King Nebuchadnezzar?
所以多么奇妙的，神甚至能够打开这个尼布甲尼撒王这个王的心，
to make him realize there was a God in heaven，
让他意识到天上有一位神。
Now let us take this to our hearts。
那现在让我们自己也把这个话当作是对我们说的。
Do you believe the word of God?
你相信神的话吗？
Do you believe these things are going to happen?
你相信这些事情要发生吗？
Then how will you adjust your life?
那你现在要怎么样调整你的生活呢？
Let us all set our hearts upon our Lord Jesus.
所以让我们的心都固定在我们的主耶稣
基督身上。He's going to be the greatest in the kingdom.
他有一天将又成为最伟大的君王。
It says the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord.
他说整地都要充满主的知识。
There'll be one conversation in this world.
将来全地只有一个话题。
It'll be our Lord Jesus.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He'll be so great and magnified in the eyes of all his children.
他又在他的儿女的面前当又极为尊大。
You see how this can adjust our living today?
所以你看到吗？如果我们有这个意向的话，将会怎么样调整我们今天的生活呢？
It just wasn't a wild speculation of what will come in the olden in days to come.
这个不是说是一个故事，是我们猜测有一天要发生什么事情。
Whatever God reveals to us, it is for our life here.
神向我们所显示的都是为着我们今天的生活。
So may we understand the absolute vanity of this world.
所以让我们每个人都清楚知道这个世界是何等的虚空。
When we compare it to the eternity of our Lord.
当我们跟我们的主耶稣基督那永恒的国来相比的话。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our loving Lord Jesus.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，
we thank you
我们谢谢你
for this great act of coming into this world.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是这样来到世上。
We thank you for your great wisdom.
我们感谢你伟大的智慧。
But through your death and burial and resurrection, you defeated the devil.
借着你的死、埋葬和复活，你已经打败了魔鬼。
Fill our hearts, Lord, with that joy and glory.
主啊，用你的喜乐和荣耀来充满我们的心。
That we might be looking forward to this great kingdom.
主啊，让我们仰望这将要来的这个伟大的国度。
Take up your throne in our own hearts today.
主啊，今天你先在我们每个人的心里面登宝座。
We say, Come, Lord Jesus, come.
我们说，主耶稣基督来，请来。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Thank you.